could be some relief for drivers. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. President Biden is considering pausing the federal gas tax.
The president, talking to reporters on the beach in Delaware, said when asked of the possibility of a gas tax holiday.
Well, I hope I have a decision based on data I'm looking for by the end of the week.
Gas taxes help pay for highways and their maintenance. The president did not say how long such a holiday could last. The administration has already tapped into oil reserves and ordered more ethanol blending. He said his team will meet with oil company executives to discuss hefty profits they're making. AAA says the national average for gas is a bit below $5 a gallon. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A man accused of killing six people and injuring dozens more when prosecutors say he drove an SUV through a Christmas parade in suburban Milwaukee last year is changing his plea. Attorneys for Darryl Brooks Jr. say their client will now plead not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect. Two Florida sheriff's deputies have been disciplined after sharing details of Bob Saget's death before his family was notified.
An Orange County Sheriff's Department report revealed that two deputies were suspended for nearly 2 weeks for leaking the news of Saget's death. According to the report, Deputy Emilio Silva sent a text to his brother, who then posted on social media, RIP Bob Saget. He later deleted the tweet. However, that tweet got the ball rolling with media inquiries into the matter.
Fox's Michelle Polino. Saget was found dead in his hotel room January 9th. The House committee investigating the January 6th riot is expected to hear testimony tomorrow from Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger and other Georgia elections officials. The focus expected to be on how former President Trump and his allies pressured officials in battleground states. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Charges are filed in a deadly house fire outside St. Louis.
Three teens and a 21-year-old man were killed in an early morning fire in Florissant Friday, for which St. Louis County prosecutors have now charged 37-year-old Terrell Cooks and 43-year-old Seneca Mahan with murder, pointing to an explosion that started in the garage of the home. DeMonte Cooks was inside.
When I was asleep, I heard a big boom. My bed flew in the air. I hit my head on the bed, on the ceiling. Everything was falling down.
We're told the men charged were making homemade fireworks that investigators are calling IEDs, allegedly showing the younger people how to load canisters and to attach fuses for lighting. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The restrictions on transgender athletes participating in women's races announced by the International Swimming Federation.
FINA voted that only swimmers who've transitioned before age 12 can compete in women's events. A spokesperson for FINA says the decision is not meant to encourage anyone to transition by a certain age, but that if someone transitions after the start of puberty, the federation believes that person has an unfair advantage. Now, critics of the new policy call it deeply discriminatory, harmful, and unscientific. Some fear it will lead to the policing of all women's bodies in sports. Others say the International Federation's decision could impact how states craft their own policies when it comes to high school sports.
Fox's Jeff Paul. The president of Dartmouth College says the school is removing all federal and institutional loans from its undergraduate financial aid awards and replacing them with expanded scholarship grants beginning with the current summer term. Currently, Dartmouth undergrads from families with an annual income of $125,000 or less are offered need-based aid without a required loan component. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.